CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. Reuters, U.S. questions China's no first use nuclear call given the buildup. This is Washington within these last days. China has not responded to U.S. nuclear weapons risk reduction proposals. Washington has questions about Beijing's call for no first use talks while China continues to build up its arsenal. We go to Peter Husey, who is our guide on deterrence, and what you'd have to say is the Chinese buildup, which is considerable. Lots of holes to be filled in northwestern China, in addition to the unknown in the tunnels of western China. Peter is president of Geostrategic Analysis. He's a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrent Studies. Peter, definition. What is first use? What is no first use? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you very much for inviting me onto your show. No first use means no use of nuclear weapons first in a crisis or a conflict, even if conventional biological, chemical, cyber, or space assets have been used to attack us. And so it's been around for a while, and it is something that a number of administrations have flirted with, but none have identified, none have adopted it.
And is there one simple reason why they haven't adopted it? We've been back and forth in the pendulum for many decades, right, left, center. Why not adopt it?
Our European allies and our Asian allies have said, wait a minute, if we are invaded conventionally by either during the Cold War, it was Russia, the USSR, and now it's also Russia. It's also China and Taiwan. They're saying you're going to take nuclear weapons off the table and just go on a conventional basis where we're outnumbered 10, 20, 30, 40 to 1. And so they have come back at the administrations for a number of different administrations saying, please don't dare do that because that tells us that your nuclear umbrella over us has disappeared or you've closed it. And that worries the heck out of them because they don't want to have to develop their own nuclear weapons.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
So, Peter, is it fair to say that no first use is a policy of aggressors?
Absolutely. What China would like to do is have a free hand to use chemical, biological, cyber, space, and conventional weapons against Taiwan or whomever else they want to go after in the South China Sea and not ever have to worry about the United States using its nuclear forces. Remember, the distances in the Western Pacific are such, we can't match China's conventional forces in the area. We can get stuff there over time, but our nuclear deterrent is our trump card, if you will, our ace in the hole, as President Kennedy called it, which tells China we can reach out and touch you very easily. Unfortunately, we don't have any theater nuclear weapons anymore in the Pacific. We took them all away. There are none in Korea. There are none in the oceans. There's nothing. We only have a couple hundred warheads on airplanes in Europe, which have no can't help us in the Pacific. So if we took away no first use with our strategic systems, we'd have zero nuclear deterrent capability in the Western Pacific. And that basically tells China, you have a free hand as long as you don't use nuclear weapons first.
Peter, there's one sentence in the 7,000-word summary from Xi and Putin for their meeting in Beijing. One sentence about nuclear weapons. I'm going to read it and ask you what they're telling us. There can be no winners in a nuclear war, and it should never be fought, the statement reads. That's it. Now, we have seen Putin talk about strategic forces always on alert. That's what he said on Victory Day. What does this mean? There can be no winners in a nuclear war. That's simple, straightforward, and inarguable. What are they telling us?
What they're telling us is that you're not going to come into the conflict because nuclear war weapons might be used and nobody wins. So they want us to stand down. That's the whole thing about Ukraine. Putin has basically said, if you get too frisky and come after us here in Russia, as opposed to fighting the war in Ukraine, we might use nuclear weapons. I don't know how many times, but 50 times he's threatened to use weapons and nuclear weapons, as well as his Medvedev and other members of his cabinet and members of the military. So he's basically saying, we might be reckless enough to use nuclear weapons, but no one's going to win that war, so you stay out. It's a very clever way, John, of saying it's like the Japanese said that they wanted to come to the defense of Taiwan, immediately China the next day said, you don't want to do that because we will use weapons against you as America did in World War II and get you to unconditionally surrender. Well, that was a very implicit comment that we're going to nuke the heck out of you if you come to the defense of Taiwan. But Japan's not a nuclear power. So China would, in fact, be using nuclear weapons first. So it's a very clever way to get us to stand down in a conventional conflict because they're saying, well, you don't really want to risk going nuclear because nobody wins that fight. Well, that means they win the conventional fight. Very clever.
Gordon?
So, Peter, in the first months of the Biden administration, the administration was floating the idea of going from our policy, which is first use, to sole purpose. If you can explain sole purpose and how it relates to no first use.
That's a very good question. Sole use means the only way we would use nuclear weapons is if we were hit with nuclear weapons first. Well, what that says is, what about our chemical weapons? Biological weapons, smallpox could kill 60 million people in 90 days. What about an EMP attack that, as former Speaker of the House Gingrich has pointed out, could send us back to the 1820s and then basically put us back in the Stone Age? What about space weapons where we take down the grid, take down our satellite communications? All of that, they're basically saying sole use is nuclear weapons have no role in deterring that. Well, you just dramatically weakened your deterrent. You've taken your most formidable weapons and you said, oh, yeah, hit us with conventional weapons, cyber, space, chemical, biologicals. Don't worry about it. We won't use nukes. So your systems will be in a sanctuary free from any nuclear threat. Well, then what's the point of your deterrent?
What's this alliance about, Peter? Is this a nuclear power alliance? And are they just straight up saying, by the way, Russia and China will work together against you? Is that what it's saying?
Absolutely, it's saying that. But they don't have to specifically say, if we go into Taiwan, we're going to be together, or we're going to go in together in Ukraine. It just says, basically, we want you, America, and your allies to really worry that you're not just fighting Russia or you're not just fighting China. You're fighting both of us. And together, we are more formidable than we are separate. And it's a very clever, again, another clever way of telling America, stand down in international crises. You don't have any fight here. And let us do what we want to do. So Gordon was right. It is a tool for aggressors. That's what this is all about. A very clever disinformation. We call it in the Soviet era, disinformation. It is a very clever way to muddy the waters and confuse people and make it clear to America, you have no fight. You don't have a dog in this fight. Stay away.
Peter Husey, he is president of Geostrategic Analysis. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.